Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot of... We got a lot to get to. We have the first case in America that was not from somebody who traveled to China or was on a ship, which means he got it from, or she got it from the community. We have a school closed down because of a coronavirus scare. We'll talk about that. We have a suggestion by the CDC that your beard may not be adequate or could actually inhibit proper mask wearing when it comes to you and your CDC or your coronavirus prevention. We're going to talk about the N95 masks. These are the masks or the respirators that people are buying or trying to buy that are on back order. Got to kind of give you guys a little bit of scoop on those. And then drug shortages are expected because so many of us are on generics. We're not on brand name made in America. We're on generics. Many of our generics are made in China. So when China factories do reopen and when they do start to get their acts together, they got to give medicines to their people first. Americans might not be getting their medications. So we got a lot to hit. So let's just hit it right out the gate. All right. Total coronavirus cases right now are up to 82,700. Total deaths from coronavirus is 2,800. The number in America is still 60, even though we have this new case. I think it's because maybe there might have been a miscount yesterday, but we're still at 60 cases, the majority of which had come from that Diamond Princess cruise ship when people got off the ship, when they got to come back to America and then be quarantined. That added the number to cases. But we have apparently hundreds of others that are being tested and monitored. This case that happened in California was a little bit of a cluster. There was somebody who went to a Northern California hospital. We don't know if they're male or female. We assume it's an adult. And they were having flu-like symptoms, but they were not tested for coronavirus because they didn't meet the criteria that the CDC had laid out. Whether that criteria was no recent travel to Wuhan, China, or exposure to somebody with COVID-19, or maybe they didn't have a fever, for some reason they were never tested for coronavirus. Their symptoms continued. They end up at UC Davis. UC Davis gets them tested. They have coronavirus. We don't know how that person got it. That person has not traveled to China. Person doesn't have any known contacts. They're trying to search, but that would signify a few things, which we talked about. One is that coronavirus may be in the community, which we're kind of expecting it's around. You know, I mean, how is it not with us being as, you know, such a world presence and with all the travel and people coming to and fro that I'm not surprised about that. But it means that one is, you know, we are having community spread. But even more worrisome for me is it means the CDC is showing hesitancy on who to test, which to me means either we don't have enough funds or we don't have enough tests, or we have a virus that doesn't necessarily cause fever in everybody or may not necessarily cause cough or whatever that criteria was. I'd like to know, because we do have people who get flu-like symptoms that don't get a fever, or people with otitis media that don't get a fever. So can we really rely on these quote-unquote symptoms or whatever the guidelines are that the CDC is putting out? I'm hoping that the guideline that disqualified him from being tested for coronavirus originally was that he didn't travel to Wuhan. So, but again, I'm concerned that we just don't have enough tests. And that's why they're now picking and choosing. Well, you don't qualify. We're in a fact-finding mission right now. Anybody showing any flu-like symptoms, if they don't test positive for flu, they need to be tested for coronavirus. That's just how I feel. My guess is there's not enough tests. So, now people are concerned about masks. They realize that these surgical masks, these little surgical masks that I told you guys don't really protect against Jack Diddley Squat, aren't the ones to buy. After these sold out, people got wind that they should get N95 respirators. These N95 respirators are damn good. They're really good masks. And they can protect against maybe 95% of pathogens. But here's the catch. You need to wear it right. And you need to change it out. After 8 hours, they recommend throw it out and get a new one. So how many are you going to buy? How many can you buy? So walking around with one mask and reusing it, I'm looking online and people are asking, you know, how much snot on it until we throw it out? Any snot, any wet that you get on that mask deems it inactive. It's not going to protect you when it's wet. So you need to, you know, stop and think about that. And the CDC is not recommending that we all get masks to prevent it from somebody breathing on us. It is recommended if you're sick to put it on so you don't give it to others. But you have people out there now fighting and paying top dollar to try to get N95 respirators. You're going to have to, unfortunately, buy a lot because you're going to have to keep changing them out every 8 hours. A lot of people don't realize that. And then there was the discussion about beards. Apparently, a lot of us that have beards, I don't get hair here. I get hair here, and I can't stand that. I'm like, why? Oh, my God, why? Luckily, it's blonde. Or maybe gray, I don't know. But the CDC passed out a, and I need to post this on my Facebook and Twitter, which beards can put you at risk for not putting your mask on correctly. Because if you got a big bushy beard, the mask won't hold right. If you have like a little Hitler mustache, you're fine. Certain goatees are fine, but the other ones, no. So they have, you could look at this picture and decide which beard is you, and if you need to trim it down some. I know a lot of people with beards, not really sure, you know, what they're going to do. So now, on top of all this, we have one school where I think a faculty member looked sick, didn't necessarily test positive for coronavirus, but there's a school, I believe, in Washington State that decided to close down just in case that person ended up testing positive for coronavirus. No coronavirus in Washington State School District, as of, with the exception of that other case that was previously reported a few weeks ago, but we do have one school closed down. Now, in terms of drug shortages, what do you need to do if you are on medication that you get from China or may get from another country that might be on lockdown because of coronavirus? You need to talk to your doctor or talk to your pharmacy or talk to your insurance company to see if you can get your 90-day supply. If your blood pressure is stable, your blood sugar is stable, and you don't need to see your doctor for another 6 months, you might want to start getting your 90 or 180-day supply just to play it safe, because we don't know which drugs are going to be on back order. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Natalie emailed asking if the Pope has coronavirus. And it's not a joke. There's a rumor that the Pope had to cancel an event in Rome because he was a little ill. We have no reports that he has coronavirus, okay? God willing, he's fine. Just hopefully a cold. But apparently, he was out because of a, quote, slight indisposition, according to the Vatican. He's 83 years old, and he didn't want to travel across the city while he didn't feel well. People are concerned because he kissed faces in St. Peter's Square. Somebody said they noticed him coughing and sneezing in mass. Can we just remind everybody that we are in cough and cold season and flu season? I don't want the Pope getting the flu. I don't want the Pope getting a cough cold. I don't want the Pope getting coronavirus. But the odds are, if somebody is coughing and sneezing, it's because we're still in the winter. And that's what people do. But Italy is having its grapple with the coronavirus. So, it could be possible. A spokesman said, Pope Francis will continue with the rest of his day's business, but will stay within the Vatican rather than travel across the city. Nobody knows what his illness is, but the Pope was seen coughing and blowing his nose during Ash Wednesday Mass. So, apparently it's interesting. He had showed solidarity with those suffering from coronavirus, but he had kissed heads, touched faces, and he met with crowds in St. Peter's Square. When Italy is right now in the grips of a coronavirus outbreak and, you know, has been, dealing with, lockdowns, and I think somebody arrived in Denmark after arriving from Italy and had coronavirus. So we are possibly looking at, and I'm going to get the numbers here for Italy right now. I mean, we're kind of looking at another little, foci of where, we're seeing a little hotbed of cases. Italy has over 650, 180 new cases, 5 new deaths. So Italy is kind of dealing with issues. Rome had 3 cases, but all 3 were cured. So apparently Pope Francis was scheduled to go to the St. John Lateran Basilica to meet with Rome clergy and celebrate a penitential mass at the start of Lent. He's overall in good health, and remember, he's 83 years old. So, but if the Pope, of all people, later has to stay indoors, that's going to be my barometer or my, signal that this is getting too serious when, people tell the Pope not to go to any crowds. And he really gets, he touches the people want to be touched by the Pope. Hopefully not one of them had coronavirus or flu or anything else, and he'll be okay. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another coronavirus news. There was a woman we need to talk about. Actually, there were some patients, but there's been some cases of people recovering from coronavirus, discharged, but then later testing positive again. Now, we were hoping that once you were done with coronavirus, you were done. Just like the flu. Once you get the flu, you're done. Until next year. Or until another strain hits you. Ebola, not always the case. Once you get Ebola, it could kind of hide out and then come out. So, there were 14% of patients discharged in the province of Guangdong later tested positive for the virus again during follow-up examinations. The secondary positives have called into question if these Chinese diagnostic tests are accurate. Now, we don't know if they're contagious, or is it that they're just going to still show positive? Some 104 close contacts of 13 patients who tested positive did not show signs of the illness. So patients in China who do contract the virus, known as COVID-19, must test negative twice and undergo a CT scan before they can be released from hospital care. They're not going to do x-rays anymore for these people, from what I understand, even though it would be cheaper, because when somebody has fluid in the lungs from an x-ray, you could be healed. I mean, you could have your pneumonia resolved in terms of no more bacteria, but the fluid may sit for a while. And then it just kind of looks blurry. You can't, really identify. It's more of a fuzzy picture. With CTs, they get a much more clear look of the alveoli and the little bronchioles, and be able to see where the fluid is and if it's going down. So they even want to diagnose by CAT scan. So there was a Japanese woman in her 40s who tested positive for coronavirus a second time. She first tested positive in late January, was released from the hospital when she recovered. Then she had to be readmitted after having a sore throat and chest pain. This is the first known case of a second positive test in Japan. And that prompted Health Minister Katsunobu Kato to inform Japan's central government of the need to review previous patient lists and monitor the condition of those previously discharged. Which means once you are treated, you're on a list. And they need to see if you get sick again because they don't want you to go back and infect others. People are asking what's going to happen with the Japan Olympics. Well, the Tokyo Olympics. Again, too early to say. They're not for another few months. Hopefully this thing gets resolved. That's what I think everybody's hoping for. The problem is people aren't thinking about their travel. It's already affecting travel. I think you have a lot of people that have decided, you know what, even if it does, you know, get under control and we don't see any more cases in Japan, I don't think I'm going to make the trip. Japan right now has 207 cases, 35 new cases in the last 24 hours, one new death. They've had a total of 4 deaths, but 207 cases. So again, I mean, Japan's still a big country. But, you know, like with Zika and Brazil and during the Rio Olympics, these Olympics seem to get marred with a lot of drama. Whole Tonya Harding with the, you know, 1994 Olympics. So there's drama with every Olympics. But with Tokyo, people are concerned. There's already been sporting events, concerts canceled. So the economy has been concerning people. We had a little bit of a rebound yesterday, but overall, the stock markets have been dropping. And so when people start getting concerned about economy and China not being able to deliver on their goods, it causes panic. Now, many people have asked or suggested that everybody kind of calm down and slow the roll and not panic because, you know, when people panic, that's when the stock market starts to tumble. You know, that happened, I swear, and I know the recession didn't take just a few days, but I remember I was watching the news. This was in 2008, 2009, and all these news outlets are talking about, we're in a recession. And I'm like, well, I haven't heard of anything here. Nobody's been losing their jobs. And then all of a sudden, the next week, all these people start to lose their jobs. And I get it comes in waves. But, you know, I was like, well, everybody kind of shut up for a second here? Because you start telling everybody we're in a recession, people start to panic. So we were talking about how with China, our medical supplies, we were just talking about that, how a lot of our generics, 90% of our generics need some component, they say, that comes out of China. Why the hell we're so dependent on China is beyond me, but you want to know why generics are cheaper? Well, it's because we don't make a lot of them here, we make them in China. So we could get away then with, you know, $4 prescriptions. And we are so reliant on generics because we were trying to lower costs to healthcare, that if China's still closed down because they have 78,000 cases, what happens to our medication supply? Businesses are already starting to feel a little bit of a burn. So when you see the stock market spike and drop and plunge, that's more panic. You know, Apple was saying, look, we're having some issues. China did, apparently they did recently reopen Starbucks in many China towns. So, you know, Starbucks opening up should be a good sign, everybody. But once we got that first case here in America, we saw another plunge with the stock market. So we'll keep you guys posted on what's going on there. But we kind of have a long way to go with this. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEC.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's #1 hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacting to President Trump and the Trump administration's moves regarding the growing coronavirus threat, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
The administration began monitoring efforts and enacted common sense travel restrictions to help blunt and delay the spread of the virus here in our country.
Opening the Senate, McConnell ripped Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for his harsh criticism of the administration efforts. The Molson Coors Brewery campus in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is closed after a gunman killed five brewery workers before killing himself on Wednesday. More than 1,000 people work in more than 20 buildings on what's known locally as Miller Valley. And the Northeast is expected to feel the brunt of Old Man Winter today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the system will bring rain and heavy snow to New England as it moves toward the coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Doc-a-Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, according to South Carolina Governor, former South Carolina Governor Jim Hodges, they say that Joe Biden, according to him, is headed for victory on Saturday in the Palmetto State because he has a lot of support from moderates, African Americans, and Hispanics. Former Governor Hodges told America's Newsroom that I think he will win soundly on Saturday. From what I understand, there has been a little bit of a lead over Bernie Sanders. Hodges was a Democratic governor of South Carolina from 1999 to 2003. He has endorsed the former vice president, which was huge for Joe Biden. Also, House Majority Whip James Clyburn endorsed Biden on Wednesday for the Democratic nomination for president, giving him a boost. Clyburn, a prominent South Carolina Democratic legislator and leader in the African-American community, made the announcement during a press conference. He said, I'm voting for Joe Biden. South Carolinians should be voting for Joe Biden. I know who he is. I know what he is. I know where this country is. We are at an inflection point. Hodges said that the Democratic electorate is more reflective in the upcoming primary states, agreeing that Biden must win the state after previous losses in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. If Biden doesn't win South Carolina, he is screwed. That's, he did have a much better performance in this last debate. You could tell somebody told him, look, you got to get in there. I was complaining about that 2 weeks ago, saying he's not really, stepping up. He's not seeming to be a formidable force. He doesn't really look like he has a lot of confidence, and, Bernie Sanders and Buttigieg and, Bloomberg, they're all kind of fighting for the mic. And so he fought for the mic. And he, I think he did a very good job. The problem is he was yelling a lot. And you were like, somebody probably told him be more forceful, so he was trying to be more forceful. So he kind of looked off like he was yelling a lot, and then he was kind of rude to the moderators. But apparently it sounded pretty well, because he's doing better in South Carolina than, many people thought. What I see with this is I think what had happened with the Democrats is, in the beginning of this election, they were like, well, let's see where it all goes. And I don't think they expected Bernie Sanders to do as well as he did. Even though Pete Buttigieg probably won Iowa, they were supposed to be close and close with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders did well in New Hampshire, Nevada. Crushed it in Nevada. And that's concerning a lot of Democrats. Democrats don't think that a socialist is going to beat Trump. They feel they need to have a moderate. And so rather than the Democrats, kind of going, okay, well, let's just see how the process works or whatever, I think there has been now a huge anti-Bernie campaign, which is kind of what happened during the Clinton times, too. And so it's basically Bernie up against moderate Democrats. Now, you have many people scared to death if Bernie becomes president. You have many people who like him. They're like, oh, I think it's cool. Yeah, I like free college. I like free, Medicare for all. I like all that. I mean, he promises a lot. He says a lot. I just don't see where we're going to afford it. And again, you can't be doing things in big, huge, one fell swoop. If you want to do Medicare for all, and I get that people are considering that, then you need to do very, very slow, methodical phase-ins. We don't have enough money for our 65-plusers on Medicare, as well as those with disability. But if you want, within the next 5 years, 10 years, extend it to 60. If you're 60 years old on up, you get Medicare. Then maybe in another 10 years, slowly roll it out where 55. Then 50. You don't get votes that way. It has to be all or nothing. Well, that's a problem. That's a big problem. So, they say to win in November, the Democratic nominee will likely need to hold all 20 states Hillary Clinton carried in 2016, plus they're going to have to flip some combination of the 6 states that Trump carried by less than 5 points. Trump was able to win Arizona. You would think he would have won Arizona more. He was able to win Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. When Wisconsin and Pennsylvania went to Trump, people were like, well, when Florida was going to Trump. I was driving home that day expecting Hillary to win. I'm driving home. I think I was listening to Mark Levin. I'm not sure who I was listening to. And they were talking about Florida and how right now Trump was in the lead with Florida. And that's when I called the family going, guys, you got to turn the TV on. And it was a pretty interesting election that day. So conventional wisdom surrounding frontrunner Bernie Sanders is that his nomination would be the dawn of a new era of Democrats. It would be basically the culmination of a leftward shift that's embodied by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other liberals. And if he was able to, sway much of the moderate, people in the country, it would mean that the country is obviously ready for socialism. I don't think they are. I think you have a lot of moderates. I think you even have Republicans that don't like Trump that would no way vote for Bernie. And so the Democrats know if they want to get independence, they can't have somebody so far left. They say Sanders often emphasizes the need for a massive surge of new voters. They say the turnout in Iowa's and Nevada caucuses were higher than in 2016, but still lower than 2008. In New Hampshire's primary, the turnout was higher than in 2008 in terms of raw votes cast, but the biggest surges weren't in Sanders zones, but in suburbs where Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar performed best. So are less people going to the polls? I mean, we have more people than we did in 2008. Here we are 12 years later. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of less people going to the polls. I think you have a lot of people going, well, I don't like any of them. All right? If they don't like anybody, you know, just like football. I can't think of how many people, you know, I'm like, why aren't you watching the Super Bowl? Well, I'm really not into the teams. I go, it doesn't matter about the teams. It's football. People have to like a candidate. If they don't like a candidate, they're not going to show up. And many people really take their vote seriously, like they should. You know, and they think that if they're going to vote for somebody and that person ruins the country, they're going to feel responsible. Me, I could sleep well knowing, well, I voted for somebody and that's what happened. And, you know, I do feel a little nervous about the legalization of marijuana. I voted for that and I'm kind of regretting that. I kind of wish we waited until we had a better infrastructure and we knew more about it, but I wanted us to be able to study it. You know, and I didn't think all the kids were going to get their hands on it. That was naive of me. So I do get voter regret, but you have a lot of people out there that do not want to regret who they're voting for. Now, there's probably going to be a lot of Republicans that aren't going to vote either. There are many out there that, you know, don't necessarily want to say they voted for Trump. You have a lot of people that think Trump is going to win anyway, so they might not vote. You guys have to watch Narcos Mexico. Narcos Mexico is, I think, the third or fourth season in. And, you know, they talk about how, you know, you have the, you know, sentiment of the voter. If the voter thinks that somebody's winning, they're not going to get off their butt and go and vote. They're going to, you know, and, you know, nobody's only talking about coronavirus. Could that affect voting? Are people not going to want to, if this thing does start to spread, want to go out and be around others? Are people going to want to vote from home? I don't know if we're there yet where you could, you know, we aren't there yet, but, you know, if we ever will be, where you could just, you know, in your pajamas, go to your computer, put your vote in and be done. But apparently there's so much fraud and computer fraud that they're not letting that happen. But, you know, are people going to want to go to the polls? So this is still anyone's game. You know, a lot of Republicans feel really, really confident, you know, because the economy's good. But look at what's happening with the economy now. If, you know, this coronavirus could really shake things up. Now, Obama has gotten involved. People have been asking, why isn't Obama getting involved? Well, his voice is in one of Elizabeth Warren's commercials. We don't know if she just spliced that in. We don't think he has, you know, endorsed anybody yet. But he has had to send a cease and desist letter to television stations in South Carolina demanding a Joe Biden attack ad be taken down. Apparently, there's a super PAC, Committee to Defend the President, that began airing this ad as South Carolina prepares for its Democratic presidential primary. And the ad relies on audio and quotes from his 1995 book, Dreams from My Father. But Obama spokeswoman said it's done in a misleading way. So basically, they're using some quotes that could hurt Biden, but are 15 years old, 25 years old. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know how we worry about our spouses having sleep apnea if they're snoring? Well, their snoring could actually be hazardous to your health. Why? Because it's making noise, it's waking you up, and can be actually raising your blood pressure in addition to theirs. So, researchers from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore claim that 1 in 7 people create such a loud noise that they could drive up the blood pressure of their partner. They examined 162 snorers, and the group found that 14% of their subjects' decibel levels exceeded 53. people's blood pressure can rise when the staggered breathing caused by sleep apnea causes stress, cardiovascular stress. You end up releasing more adrenaline, causes the heart to beat faster, blood pressure to surge. Well, also, when you have sleep apnea and your the air getting to the back of your, the air getting through to the lungs is obstructed by, let's say, tonsils or a large tongue or, you know, the way your neck, you know, neck and the neck fat is kind of closing in on your pharynx. You lose oxygenation. With losing oxygenation, that stresses the brain. It stresses the heart. But if you're listening to the stuff, it can also hurt you as well. If they're not sleeping, they then can have issues regulating their stress hormones and their blood pressure can spike. They say the loudest snorers cause their partners to suffer with sounds of up to 53 decibels. According to a study in Germany, that could spark heart attacks. Another two-thirds of the U.S. bellowed out noises of 45 decibels. That's almost like somebody next to a washing machine. That is interesting. My husband snores loud. I snore, but it's more of a, it's like, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I really don't. Yeah. But it's not the, like Corey, when he sleeps, it's like quiet and then all of a sudden, like, it's really, really loud. You know, me, I'm a little bit more, I'm monotone. Like, and it just kind of like is, yeah, I don't know. It's horrible. Gosh, it's horrible. Anyway, they say snoring represents a source of noise pollution. And bed partners can suffer from unhealthy levels. So, let's say your spouse goes, I am not going to sleep with a CPAP machine, because we use continuous positive airway pressure to get air into the sinuses and into the oropharynx to be able to, you know, get you your oxygen. If they go, nah, I can't do it, then you have to say, look, but it's hurting me. They say noise pollution has emerged as a major public threat. They believe there are thousands of cases of heart disease and premature death by noise pollution alone. Also, the rise in heavy snoring could lead to obesity, and obesity could lead to sleep apnea. So it's a vicious cycle. How do you know if you have sleep apnea? Well, somebody has to basically watch you when you sleep. If they don't, there's tests that could do it and could see if you stop breathing in your sleep. There's central apnea and obstructive apnea, but there are apnea tests that tell the doctor if you stop breathing in your sleep. If you snore, it's a sign that you have obstruction. You have airway resistance. So snoring doesn't mean you necessarily have sleep apnea, but it means you're not getting your full air. And if you're not getting the full air, you're not getting enough oxygen many times. And so you might, you know, gasp, snort, choke, because your body's trying to wake you up to get more air. You might feel very tired, have trouble concentrating, have mood swings, headache in the morning, fall asleep during meetings. So, you know, nighttime face masks work really, really well. People don't like to do it. There's other surgeries that people do where they kind of cut your tonsils, or they'll just take your tonsils out, or they'll poke holes into your upper palate. They do these laser pulses in your, yeah, to help, you know, make air, ways for air to get through. It's crazy. But it's called somnolase. It's supposed to reduce snoring by 40 to 60%. And snoring, again, is a layman's, you know, kind of sign that somebody could be, you know, having sleep apnea. Personally, I think a lot of us get dementia because of sleep apnea or not getting enough oxygen. And I really have talked about this for a while on how it would be nice if we were able to sleep with some oxygen so we can then, you know, make sure our brain gets oxygen all the time, even if we don't have sleep apnea. That really isn't taking off. I think it should. I would love to sleep with some oxygen. All right. Vaping may raise the risk of oral infections and inflammation because it could alter the microbiome in the mouth. Your body has a microbiome. It has bacteria that live there. They're happy. You're happy. As long as they're there, you get less sick. But when you vape, it screws all that up. So oral exams, saliva examples, showed 42% of vapers had gum disease or infection compared with 28% of non-smokers. They said those who vaped had more of a bacteria called Porphyromonas gingivalis in their saliva. Now this Porphyromonas causes gingivitis, periodontitis, which is inflammation of the gums. And so when you have inflammation of the gums, can cause inflammation to the heart. not good. So, you know, when people, again, trying to convince a 15-year-old that they're going to get periodontitis, I can never pronounce that right. Well, I don't know why I have trouble with that. Periodontitis, disease of the gums. They don't, a lot of them don't care. But oral health is very important, especially to us older folk. Now, as you know, rates of vaping have increased in recent years, especially among high schoolers. 27.5% of teens say they vape. So a quarter of them admit it. I bet it's closer to a third to a half have tried. So oral microbiome, a new way to kind of look at things. And you can tell them, look, if you don't want to go to the dentist, you don't have to have gum transplants or deep cleaning, quit vaping. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, we got to quit our soda pop. You know, they say one sugary soda pop a day in our 40s could increase our risk of a heart attack or stroke. Not good. Now, as you know, these soda pops are pretty sweet. Many of them have high fructose corn syrup. Well, high fructose corn syrup is pretty sugary, duh. And so with sugar, it's very sticky. And, I mean, they're really, really tasty. I mean, we love Coca-Cola. Why? Oh, because it tastes good. Although I really like Mexican Coca-Cola, and I like the old-school Pepsi that just uses sugar. I think those taste really good, too. The problem is I think they have a bunch of sugar. So, unfortunately, when we drink these drinks and we're older, our body may not be able to get rid of the eliminate a lot of the sugar from our blood. And when sugar is sticky, it helps cholesterol plaques combine. So in this study, they said about 40% of us, or we have an increased risk of stroke if we, unfortunately, drink soda pop. Religion may be good for your health. They say people of faith are less likely to fall or feel ill compared to non-believers. They say 1 in 5 atheists smoke compared to 1 in 10 Christians or Muslims. They say non-believers are twice as likely to smoke than those who practice religion. They say non-believers are more likely to drink alcohol than follows a certain religion. Now, okay, so listen. We understand that there are certain religions out there that are very religious or very strict on things you can eat and drink. You know, many religions do have these rules because, again, they were concerned about the longevity. That's why in the Old Testament we're not supposed to eat shellfish, because if that's not cooked properly, you could get sick. Same thing with pork. If pork isn't cooked properly, you get sick. So in the Bible, they say, don't eat pork, don't eat shellfish. But in terms of being religious, I personally think being religion helps health. I love religion. But the idea of you thinking of God, thinking of others, means you don't necessarily so much think of that gratification. See, when we eat poorly and drink poorly and do drugs, it's a gratification thing. My guess is the reason why those who are religious appear to look healthier and be healthier is because they don't have as much of a urge to instant gratify as much as a, well, you know, I'm going to do this, this. They kind of spread out their, you know, desires, shall we say. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. for your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.